Don't be afraid, your life will have an end. Be much more afraid, it will never have a beginning. Once a week, around the world, this is the Weekly Podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Well, hi there once again, Jonathan Doyle, Weekly Podcast. Looking forward to doing this one. It might go a fraction longer. I'll try and behave, but some really good stuff. I am an avid reader, and in a technological age, we have so much distraction, but I'm ruthless. I just read and read and read, and the internet has caused so many problems because now you can buy awesome books with a click of a single button. So all these amazing books that once you'd have to go and research and find and order them in, now you can just get them delivered to your door, or you can even get them on iBooks and stuff and Kindle, but love to read. So I just finished reading the Steve Jobs biography. An amazing book. If you haven't read it, it's an extraordinary insight. It's quite honest, you know. Really, he was quite free in letting the biographer really just explore his life. But you know, such an amazing read. But I want to share with you a quote from page 55 that had a big impact on me. Now, Jobs is an extraordinary character. Like, you know, he really created an extraordinary change. And when you read the book, you just get the sense that of this one person creating such seismic technological and social change, one person, you know, really was this driving vision and this compelling vision that just drove him to create change. But there's a quote in the book early, and this is way back when Jobs was just beginning, and there was a computer company. Now, some of you older people will know this one. It was called Atari, and most of you will never heard of it, but it was back in the day. Atari was the main event. It was this amazing computer company. Everybody knew about it. And the founder of the Atari computer company, a guy called Nolan Bushnell, was talking to Jobs, and he said, you know, I taught him, this is a direct quote from the book, I taught him that if you act like you can do something, then it will work. I told him to pretend to be completely in control, and people will assume you are. Let me do that again. I taught him that if you act like you can do something, then it will work. And I told him to pretend to be completely in control, and people will assume you are. You can see where this is about to go, can't you? I mean, basically, what I'm going to suggest for you this week is that sometimes your faith has to lead. I want you to write that down, put it, you know, grab your phone out, put it in somewhere, Evernote, wherever you store stuff. Sometimes your faith has to lead. Sometimes you have to see the reality, the thing that has to happen, the reality that you want to, you have to see it long before it exists. And I can give you buckets of evidence and reasons about how that's happened throughout history. I mean, go back to the great faith traditions. You know, think of Abraham, you know, the father of both Islam and Judaism and Christianity. I mean, Abraham was told by God to just pack up and go somewhere he'd never seen. You think of Moses being told, you know, about the promised land as well, this get up, pack up, and just go to a place you've never seen. And when these people deployed faith in something that they'd never even seen, amazing things happened. But the great thing for you is that you actually get to see this place before you even get there by getting a compelling, powerful picture of what it is that you want to see in your life. Now, sometimes you can think, well, what about fate? What about this, you know, God's will, and I just have to live this one-dimensional life, and there's this script that I have to follow? You know, reflecting on this as I was planning this podcast, I think that we actually have a lot more autonomy than we might think. You know, I actually think God wants to sort of see what you can do with what you've been given. Now, I'm a parent now, you know, three kids, and as a parent, you kind of have these broad hopes. You kind of think, well, you know, I'd sort of like my kids to maybe do this, but you don't have these narrow channels. You don't go, well, they're going to do this. I'm going to make them go here and then study this and then do that. Of course you don't. All you really want as a parent is you want to see your kids just flourish with these talents that they have. And I think that's how God looks at you. I think it's kind of like you have these unique talents and abilities, and God, the whole universe is standing there going, what are they going to do with them? What's she going to do with them? What's he going to do with them? So don't worry about fear. Don't worry about the fact that, you know, sometimes you just think, Jonathan, this is nice. Thank you for another weekly podcast. It's very exciting. I want to tell you this stuff really happens. Your faith sometimes has to lead. I want to talk about that American singer, Beyonce, right? Now, what you don't know is she often struggles with shyness and all that sort of stuff, and she has this kind of double personality. She has this stage personality that she steps into, and just that's what gets her through. You know, the famous Hollywood actor from quite a few years ago, Paul Newman, used to vomit all the time before going on stage when he was doing sort of, plays and stuff. So don't assume that, being at the top level doesn't mean you still don't get racked with nerves and uncertainty, but you've got to walk through that. So sometimes your faith has to lead. One more time, the Steve Jobs quote. I taught him that if you could act like you can do something, then it will work. I told him to pretend to be completely in control and people will assume you are. Friends, fake it till you make it. I'm sorry. Over the years, we've had to do that, in terms of the things that we've developed. You just got to be that person before it happens. So here's your homework. I want you to think of an important area of your life. Think of an area of your life that you really want to change. It might be study, it might be sport, it might be a career promotion, it could be, launching a global corporation. Whoever you are listening to this right now, if you could write the script for success in that area, what would it look like? How would you dress, speak, create change, bring about the result? So what you have to do is claim that person. This is the difference between, what they used to say, the many who talk and the few who do. Thousands of people will listen to this podcast, but only you or a small number of people will actually get out the journal and go, right, what is this area I want to create change? How am I going to actually do it in this area? If I was that person, how would I look? How would I dress? How would I speak? And then you've got to step into that. And once you start to step into it, you're going to, of course, face the one dominant problem that we all face all the time, how you deal with fear. You got to face that fear and walk straight through it to the other side. I have seen this work. This can change. But friends, let's begin today by understanding that sometimes your faith has to lead. You're meant for a big life. You're meant for a full life. You're meant for a live, passionate, engaged life, living how you really want to live. But sometimes you have to go there before you get there. Sometimes your faith has to lead. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. Share this with somebody. Grab the link. Flick it to 10 friends. It's awesome to see it growing. I've had a great pleasure doing this with you today. I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.